Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will formally step down from office today when he informs President Michael D. Higgins of his resignation. Mr. Varadkar's final engagement as Taoiseach has been a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council in Armagh. He and other members of the Cabinet, including the new Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, travelled to Northern Ireland for the meeting. Speaking afterwards, Mr. Varadkar said he was confident that the institutions in the North are stable.
I have to say I am confident that the institutions are stable and will be sustainable. Events happen in politics, whether it's changes of leadership, there'll be elections for the House of Commons, there'll be elections for the Dáil, all within the next year. And what's really important is that institutions should be able to function through them and withstand any disruption that may occur. And that's happened in the past. And I'm sure it can in the future. And I know from my experience, having served in government for quite some time and having observed the institutions functioning and not functioning, what we know is that whenever they fall, they tend not to be re-established for many years. And I think we should always bear that in mind and make sure that we don't see another break happen.
Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly said she was determined to provide stability to ensure that the power-sharing executive can continue in a positive tone.
I'm absolutely determined to provide what stability I can to ensure that the executive can continue in a positive tone. We have an important number of weeks coming up where we'll be discussing the draft programme for government and the budget. Those are two key documents in terms of the agenda for government and ensuring that this is an executive that can and will deliver for the people of Northern Ireland. The people of Northern Ireland demand that stability. They demand that delivery. I am very conscious of that, and that is what I will be focusing on.
Let's talk now to our Northern Editor, Vincent Kearney, who's standing by in Armagh. Vincent, leadership changes in both the North and on this side of the border as well, but the message from that meeting of the North-South Ministerial Conference, one very much of continuity.
Absolutely, Brian. And it has to be said that the tremors from that political earthquake of Geoffrey Donaldson's sudden resignation are still being felt here. I spoke to a senior member of the DUP who attended the meeting today. He said the party still remains in an absolute state of shock. And certainly the focus from First Minister Michelle O'Neill and then from Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly today was all on the stability of the institutions. They spoke about their desire to maintain working relationships and to keep the institutions going. That was mirrored in comments by Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach himself. So certainly they were painting a very positive image, sending a message that despite the political turmoil, it's business as usual as far as they're concerned.
Now, Leo Varadkar with the other leaders obviously centre stage at today's meeting, but one imagines quite a bit of interest, particularly on the northern side, in the incoming Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who was there.
Indeed he was. Interesting to note, Brian, a very different tack today. Clearly, Leo Varadkar is in the political limelight. Simon Harris, I think, took a very deliberate decision. He arrived quite early on his own. He went into the meeting without speaking to the media at all. We understand he then left through a back door as well without addressing the media. He was nowhere to be seen in terms of TV cameras because obviously people would have liked the opportunity to have a chat. He clearly didn't attend the press conference afterwards either. Now, I told that during the meeting, he was quite low-key as well. A unionist in particular will just want to assess what kind of Taoiseach he's likely to be because, you know, they were quite critical of Leo Varadkar at times. They did view him as a little bit too green. They, of course, blame him for creating the Irish Sea border because they say he fought so hard to ensure there would be no hard border on the island of Ireland that he left no other alternative other than the Irish Sea border, which they say weakens Northern Ireland's position within the UK. But certainly today, I don't think they got much time to assess just what kind of a leader is going to be, because DUP sources and those from Sinn Féin as well say that Simon Harris kept a very low profile today. That, of course, will change the next time he's here, because next time he's here, he will not be able to avoid being in the limelight.
Well, clearly, in terms of Leo Varadkar's engagement with Northern Ireland, Brexit was perhaps the dominant issue, but also the restoration of power sharing at Stormont after a previous collapse and Simon Coveney's role in that. And Mr. Varadkar today warning Northern politicians that while it might be easy to collapse the institutions, it's very difficult to get them back up and running.
Indeed, Brian. It's interesting because he did voice his confidence and optimism that the institutions are stable enough and strong enough to withstand the current political turmoil. But as you say, he did add that little bit of warning as well, stressing that history shows that if the institutions fall, they can take a long time, years, to get back up and running again, and saying that we need to avoid another break, another fall of the Assembly. So that message was very loud and clear. And Michelle O'Neill, Emmett Pengelly, nodding along as he said that. And interesting as well, to Brian, Micheál Martin, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Tánaiste, was very warm in his praise of Leo Varadkar, not just for his work during those Brexit post-trade negotiations, but also for his work in Northern Ireland across the board, praising him for the very hard work he had done, and again, wishing him all the best for the future. But it had to be said as well, Brian, Leo Varadkar himself did appear a bit subdued in that press conference. I'm told he was subdued during the meeting himself. He's still actually here in Armagh. Perhaps he isn't looking forward to that trip back to Dublin to hand in his resignation today, because he seems to be staying here longer than his drivers or officials expected.
All right, Vincent, we'll leave it there. Well, look.